Because I'm a pacifist as well, so the only other people I can fight are pacifists, and really they're not exactly worse, you know, getting around a circle to watch, like, it's just a lot of flinching, you know. Look, I forgive you. No, really, just, look, no, I take my, I apologize. No, you don't. Oh, come here, you big fan. So I like a bit of violence on the television, like, you know, because like last night, like I was in a pub, and of course, like, you know, the two police cars come along and everyone has to have a look out. Oh, no blood. Shit. Oh, hang on. No. I don't know if you know, I'm doing a benefit for the homeless in Scotland on Friday, and we shouldn't be having to look after these people. It's the government's responsibility, but, you know, it's a cop-out to say, you know, it's their responsibility. Also, I think they're completely taking the piss, really, like, because, like, you know, you have the Conservatives, right? They're a major organisation. In fact, they're a kind of a government, in a sense, like, you know? And they have, like, these loads and loads of intelligent people, apparently, like, who are doing all the, you know, in the background, kind of going, doing all the policies. And then they have John Major, like, who's supposed to be the figurehead for this huge, you know, it's like he's the managing director of this big company, and he goes, hello. They're taking the piss, are they, like, huh? If there's a crisis, they go, send John out, go on. Go on, send him out. Go on. John, put on the glasses, go on. So what's happening about Iraq? Are you going to go with Bush? Everything's hunky-dory. They're in there kind of going, hunky-dory, did you hear? Sean, go out and say it again, go on. Everything's still hunky-dory.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I know I just told you before the last track, but hey, it's the top of the hour now, so it's time for me to tell you again that we're working on an all-radio obituary episode here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, because it's the end of our radio obituary year tonight. Of course, the year stretches from the beginning of November through the end of October every single year. Then, once all the names are in for the year, well, then, our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, he puts together all of the statistics on the radio obituaries for the year. Every one of them. Because he is the director of minutia. And then he works very closely with our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., to put together a poll for you. And they're going to give it to you soon, so just you be on the lookout for that over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. It's going to be your chance to strongly suggest to me which episodes or which radio obituaries from this past year are going to be featured in the radio obituary retrospective. That's coming up. I should really open up the calendar before I start talking like this, you know. I know I never do, but I always should. Yes, it is a crazy Halloween night here on the campus of Tufts University. That's why you keep hearing those sounds. So the Radio Obituary Retrospective is coming up on Saturday, November 25th. That's the Saturday following Thanksgiving, and that's when you're going to find out which of the radio obituaries everyone would like to hear again. Well, mostly me, but, you know, you'll winnow the field. And I will do very much of what all you say. But I have my own opinions, thank you very much. Other things on the calendar you might want to be aware of. Let's see here, November the 18th, the week before that, it's going to be Not Belinda, Chuck Yu, sitting in for me while I'm off gallivanting. And working diligently, of course, on the Radio Obituary Retrospective. So you'll want to stay tuned for Not Belinda, Chuck Yu, coming up that week. Then looking out to December the 16th, it's January Fairy live in the studio for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. It's your chance to call in and play the only Mad Lib game that we do all year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank anymore. Oh, how the times have changed. Looking all the way out to January the 13th, that's the week of the Bee's Knees. It's where we're going to talk about some of the things that I really like that were released in 2017. I'm not calling them the best. That's just too much pressure. Then I'm sure there's going to be some other stuff coming up, but those are the high points for the time being. Speaking of high points, though, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary. The Weasel Radio Obituary tonight is for Benito del Oro, the Spanish trapeze artist and novelist. She had an association with Ringling Brothers for about 7 years back in the middle of the century. The last century, that is. Cecil B. DeMille wanted her to appear in one of his movies, but she said no, because he didn't want to put her name in the credits. Benito del Oro just passed away at 86. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Are you in voice, Winstead?
I believe I am in voice. Professor?
Once I was wappy, once I was sappy, a sap I was once in a... Once I was happy, but wow, I'm lorn, lorn, I'm found now. A scion line, nylons are free, now I'm forlorn. Like an old goat, oh no, not a goat, that's an animal. Like an old coat that is torned and tat, a teetered and tummed, a tattered and tipped, a tap with a toupee, a rip. Left in this wide world to sleep and to snore, to weep and to mourn. Betreen by a jade in her means, no. Be mean by a trade for some jeans, no. Be jean by a teen with some jane, no. Betrayed by a maid in her teens, oh. He floats by his hair, oh, not by his hair, that would hurt. Speaking of hair, a man came up to me today and said, Doodles, your hair is getting thin. And I said, well, who wants fat hair? Thanks, Schiller! He floats through the air with the eightest of grease, with the latest of fleas, with plates full of cheese, no, no, with the birds and the bees, he can't miss. The manning young dare, the daring young mare, he's not a horse, that's silly, he'd break his neck. The fanning young Dan, the danning young fat, he's an awful old ham, he's a young fellow about my age. You know, a funny thing happened, a man came out to me, Doodles, Doodles, did you leave home? I said, I left home. He said, did you put the cat out? I said, I didn't know he was on fire. The killer! The daring young man on the flapping tripeze, a treasing triflaps, a trying flip flip, a flipping tripop, a fapping tripe, a horizontal bar. His gracians are axle, no, his actions are horrible, though he's very good. All girls he doth please, but my wavy hath loneliness stay. No, the doves in the hay loft away, no, I'm on the road to Mandalay, no, hey, 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 no, no. Did you hear about the owl who married a goat? They had a hoot nanny. He's a man on the flying trapeze.
That was worth it, right? The pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Andy McGee, the jazz tenor saxophonist and educator. Very active in the Boston music education community. He just passed away at 89. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you. You know, I should probably take this opportunity to do a public service announcement. Of course, I didn't think about that until this second. So, please allow me to make noises and do things that I shouldn't be doing while I'm actually on the radio. I will tell you that the School on Wheels of Massachusetts, it's a nonprofit program providing tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. You can volunteer. 1 hour a week of tutoring can really make a difference. Find out more by visiting SOWMA.org. That's School on Wheels of Massachusetts. SOWMA.org. And you can care about our kids. Well, yes, we are still working on the All Radio Obituary episode here at Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight. Somehow doing these things, we still managed to make it kind of silly. We managed to get Bubbles in the Think Tank favorites, sometimes some Bubbles in the Think Tank classics. You just never know. We had Bubbles in the Think Tank Stable of Stars kicking off the show, even. We came out strong. That was the plan, anyway. So hopefully it's all working out for you like it's working out for me here in the studio. At least I think it is. But let's just work with it. Okay, let's. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Danielle Dario, the award-winning French actress. She started her career in 1931. She appeared in more than 110 films. One of France's great movie stars. And her eight-decade-long career was one of the longest in film history. She just passed away at 100. Whew, 100. I think she made it by just like a couple of days. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Danielle Dario right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oui, j'avoue que nous ne nous connaissons pas beaucoup. Et pourtant c'est étonnant, tous mes goûts sont tes goûts.
Tout ce qui te plaît, me plaît et me paraît plein d'attrait.
Et je trouve laid, vraiment laid, tout ce qui te déplaît.
J'aime tout ce qu'elle aime, mes goûts, tes goûts sont les mêmes.
J'aime le sport,
je l'adore,
j'aime l'air pur,
moi j'aime la vie, j'aime les petits chiens,
oui, comme ça tombe bien.
On m'a dit que je suis gourmande et coquette un peu, nous le sommes tous les deux.
J'aime tout ce qu'elle aime, mes goûts,
tes goûts sont les mêmes, pour vivre à deux.
Tu aimes mes goûts, tes goûts sont les mêmes. On a tout pour être heureux, dis c'est merveilleux. J'aime le sport,
je l'adore,
j'aime l'air pur,
moi j'aime l'azur, j'aime les petits chiens.
Oh, comme ça tombe bien.
On m'a dit que je suis gourmande et coquette un peu. Nous le sommes tous.
J'aime tout ce qu'elle aime, mes goûts,
tes goûts sont les mêmes, pour vivre à deux, c'est merveilleux.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Fats Domino. It's the one you've been waiting for, I know. been so much said about him this week. Of course, I'm not going to continue on that path because we've got plenty of radio obituary to get to. Fats Domino just passed away at 89. Let me do a little math real quick, make sure we're in a good spot. It's very important when we get to this kind of situation. But yes, we are. We are just fine, and we're starting tonight's radio obituary for Fats Domino with a little something that we're going to send right out to Athena, because we are so happy to have her back, and we're doubly happy to have her safe out there in Northern California after everything that's gone on out there. Glad you're back, Athena. Let's start off the, the penultimate radio obituary right here for Fats Domino, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I want you to know I love her so well. I love her so much. I can never, never tell her. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh. I love to hug her in the morning, kiss her till the dawn, and don't you know? Oh. Can't you see what she does? She keeps my poor heart in misery. Oh boy. Yeah. Oh boy. Whoa. I love to hug her in the morning, kiss her till the dawn, and don't you know. Whoa. Thank you.
$39.50. That's right, $39.50 for a 100% human hair imported wig from Wigland. A light and breezy cool vent wig for all year-round comfort. Yes, friends, $39.50 and you get a free wig case block, custom styling and fitting, hairspray and guarantee.
Thank you. Thank you. used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. Used to use my umbrella. Every time it rained, the rain lowered me down. I was a crying shame. Hello, Josephine.
Gotta work like a slave all day. And then comes Tuesday. Oh my Tuesday. I've got no time to play. Wednesday morning I am beating my socks. So I can do just a punch a clock. Thursday it's a hard working day. And Friday I get my pay. Saturday morning. Oh, Saturday morning. All of my tires gone away. I've got my money, I've got my honey, and I'm out on the town to play. Sunday morning, I'm feeling bad, but it was worth it for the time that I had. Sunday, better get my rest, 'cause Monday is a mess.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Dick Knoll. He was a crooner with the Ray Anthony Orchestra and went on to be known as the King of the Jingles for his work in commercials. He recorded for Decca and Columbia before launching his own label, Fraternity Records. Of course, they had hits with Kathy Carr's Ivory Tower and Jimmy Dorsey's So Rare. Dick Knoll hosted several radio programs. He sang regularly on the Cincinnati-based Ruth Lyons show. He went on to join Dick McNeil's popular Breakfast Club, for which he was the lead singer on that Chicago-based radio show for many, many years. He made television appearances on Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts on CBS, and in 1962, he became a featured performer on the Tennessee Ernie Ford show on ABC. Sadly, we won't be hearing any of that tonight. Not much of it hit vinyl. He left the Ford show in 65 and returned to Chicago, and that's when he started his TV and radio commercial career. He was said to have recorded over 15,000 spots, including jingles for United Airlines and McDonald's. Oh, what a downer. Dick Knoll just passed away at 90. He's one of those guys that had clearly, you know, a million credits, but none of them documented. Just nothing, hardly at all, documented. I hate that. I hate that. That doesn't do me any good. And isn't this all about me? Yes, it is. Thank you. So let's start the ultimate radio obituary for Dick Knoll right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. That just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Dick Knoll and this evening's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. And let's not forget the Radio Obituary year. That means that any day now, well, you know, it'll be more than a couple days, it'll be time for your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., to come your way and poll you to find out what radio obituaries you'd like to hear in the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up on Saturday, November 25th. So be on the lookout for that over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I'm sure we'll talk about it more right here next week on Bubbles in the Think Tank when we're here with more stick-shaking action for you. Stay tuned for another radio show and stay tuned all week long on this, your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
So late, so early, when I'm so we never will get through. Why does it get so late, so early, honey, when I'm so in love with you?